girl thick.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Big J BB Show. I am Joey Real Talk in Toronto.
I am Ryan GG Ebner.
Oh, still going with GG, huh?
Yeah, doing it for Mike. And we have a special guest this time. Michael, the Black Dolphin.
Ooh.
Manzel. Welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to be here.
Popping your cherry on the podcast.
Ooh.
Is this your first podcast?
It is my
first. Other than doing that intro the one time?
Oh, yeah. For the second time.
Well, I'm saying before.
Oh, yeah.
First time.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
ever been.
Nice. Welcome aboard. All right, where can they find us?
Oh, you can find us on Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow. On Twitter at Big J and BB Show. You can listen to all our episodes on Spotify, iTunes Podcast, and Google Play Music. Thank you. Oh, and make sure you check out our buddy Undead Red Bull on Twitch TV. Undead Red Bull. Mighty fine stream. He's been playing some PUBG. I know he's going to start getting into a little bit more World of Warcraft. You can follow the links on there to find our podcast and support him and get some merchandise as well.
Good job. Yeah. All right, so this is a gaming podcast. So, like with all good games, we talk about movies. So, we're going to jump right into it.
This is a series, bitch.
Right? Henry Cavill, I believe he's the one that played Superman and some other things.
Yeah.
But now he's going to be playing Geralt in the Netflix Witcher series.
Yeah, which is really awesome. And then it's weird because I think like a couple days later, DC announced that, or Warner Brothers announced, well, I don't even think it's actually confirmed. I think it's all been, like, hearsay, but that he's out as Superman 2 as well, which is really shitty. Have you played The Witcher, Michael?
I have a little bit, but I've seen, like, most of the gameplay about it, but I think a series could be pretty dope about it. Mm-hmm. Depends how they do it. Could be good, could be ass.
But it's Netflix,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Netflix makes good stuff, so.
I saw it. I don't know if you guys follow Boss Logic at all. He makes really cool edits. Like, all the time. And he had one of, like, months ago of Henry Cavill as Geralt, and it looked badass as fuck. And I was like, that's so cool. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be cool. I think is that the first, like, it's live action, right?
Yeah.
Is that the first live action video game series?
Yeah, because Castlevania is animated, right? On Netflix right now?
Yeah, and is Death Note a movie, or was Death Note a series?
Death Note was, they made a live action movie. And I think it didn't perform well at all.
But well, technically, Death Note's not a video game.
Actually, they did make a live-action show, and they have their anime. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if it did well. I didn't really watch that, but it's probably cringy as hell. I don't know. But, I mean, it could be pretty cool. I don't know.
And also in DC Universe, Ben Affleck might not be Batman anymore.
Yeah, the Batman movie that they're trying to do is kind of more of a early origin Batman movie. I know there's a lot of talk about Jon Hamm from Mad Men doing it. That'd be fucking awesome. I love Ben Affleck as Batman.
Me too.
He probably actually is my favorite. I mean, I like Christian Bale, but the Batman I got with Ben Affleck, specifically in Batman vs. Superman, like that fight scene when he's saving Superman's mom, it felt like, as watching it, I was like, wow, that's a Arkham thing. Like, the way they did the whole action scene, it felt like Arkham. And I thought he played a really good, old, bitter Bruce Wayne. So, I like that. What I personally would love, and I saw someone make this suggestion, was that, like Batman Beyond and Old Man Bruce is Michael Keaton. That'd be really cool, tied all together. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Like I said, there's probably going to be a younger Batman. Still got Wonder Woman, though. So. Cheater.
And then on the Marvel side, Loki and Scarlet Witch are getting their own TV shows on the Disney streaming service with the actual actors.
That's what sold me.
So, but here's the thing. Is this confirming that they're killed off, like they're gone? Because
no.
If they're going to be in a series, how can they be in movies?
Why not?
You're asking a lot.
No, you're not.
How are you not? Because what is the series going to be?
Okay, well, Loki think that Loki's probably dead. Scarlet Witch, though, I don't think is dead. But, I mean, it's just another way for them to get them out to people more. Because those characters don't have a whole lot going on in the movies.
Like a whole spin-off story, like kind of like their origins.
I mean, Loki for like 3 movies was the main guy.
True.
So it's not like Loki's not a known. He was the reason, like, Thanos came to be in all reality.
Right. And I know they said it's probably only be like 8 episodes. So it's not even like a big series. I think it's just trying to get the most out of their contracts, honestly.
That, or unless it's like them just trying to be like more or less like an origin for them.
Yeah, I can understand that more for Scarlet Witch because like maybe like not too many people know about her backstory, but like.
But then how do you throw in Magneto? Because I guess, well, technically now Fox owns that.
There, bro.
I'm just saying, Magneto. Like, if that's what they're throwing it in, then you're going to have to include Magneto. Well,
yeah, and by that time...
If that's the story, you can't have a Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver without a Magneto.
And by that time, the Fox and Disney deal should be all but done and wrapped up really pretty at this point. So that'd be really cool. I hope so. Mm. I'm just interested how everything ties in anyway, so...
I'm also very interested how this Captain Marvel is going to be turned
out.
That
trailer kicked ass.
That was pretty dope.
Young Sam Jackson with an eye. Phil
two
Coulson.
Eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
two,
always
oh,
had
yeah,
one
two
eye.
Eyes, sorry. But the it looked really cool. And every time you see a hero in Marvel with glowing eyes, you know they're going to fuck shit up. So I'm hyped.
The hype is real.
The hype is extra real, bro. That's my bae.
She's a snack.
Brie Larson. Yeah. Look at my ass.
So we talked about it last time. Amazon was right there to join the fucking, what is that, nine zeros?
You are all about the zeros, man. I don't know.
Yeah, nine zeros. Well, they hit it.
They did. They
got the $1 trillion club.
I think the big thing, though, was that Jeff Bezos, realistically, could be the world's first trillionaire.
Well, didn't we look it up? Like
he's number one.
He's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, I don't remember why we were discussing that, but yeah.
We were talking about it with Miguel.
Ah, yeah. Because
we're like, I don't know. I think it's either Bill Gates or someone else.
But he's like,
no, it's not.
But
like,
he's well ahead of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Amazon's a juggernaut.
Yeah, I mean, they constantly kill it, and before you know it, it's just going to be probably Amazon and Walmart. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, they were doing the Amazon store, like the shopping Amazon store where you'll literally be able, like, I think it was started in Seattle, where, like, you can literally, like, you scan your, like, your phone or something to get in, and, like, it'll charge it to your account or something. Like, it was something wild. I have to, like, look it up again.
Oh. No, I know what you're talking about. Like, your Amazon Prime, like, when you buy something, you scan it,
yeah.
You just take it.
Yeah, you literally just go out the store. Like, you don't...
And then you pay for it later.
Yeah. It was, like, a store. I don't know if, I think it started in, like, Seattle or something like that. But I remember seeing, like, a commercial or, like, something online about that. Like,
I think that's the whole reason why they bought Whole Foods, because that's going to be their testing. Like,
yeah.
Go get all your groceries, take them home, pay for it later.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
insane.
Intense.
Yeah.
So, Battlefield and Call of Duty, everybody's having Battle Royale.
Yeah.
But Battlefield is having a 64-player Battle Royale mode called Firestorm. And on the flip side for Black Ops, Blackout! Original. Black Ops, Blackout, woohoo. We'll have 84 players.
The beta was cool, though.
Weird numbers, but...
Well, in the beta, they, at the end of it, just to say for a fuck it, they extended it to 100 players. And just, like, let it go to see how it tested out. Tested out fine. They said they could extend it to, like, 112 or, like, something higher than that. Like, they already tested out before, but it might go up to 100 players. But 80 players honestly felt, like, pretty balanced. Like, as much as I hated the number, I was like, like, 80 players, like, why can't you just do 100?
It's such a massive map.
Yeah.
So,
but
like,
it's so fast-paced.
It is. It is. Yeah. I love the beta. It was really cool. There's a few things that I hope that maybe they take from, like, Fortnite or something like that. The way, like, accessing all your stuff is probably it's way smoother on Fortnite. But to me, what this beta felt like was, like, PUBG, like, polished and refined.
Yeah.
And they had a big company backing them, like, if PUBG did, that's what you were going to get. Because it's really cool. The first-person mode, the fact that it's in first-person is so different from what you get from all other Battle Royales now, right now. Mm. So, like, realistically, I guess I'll ask the question now. So, like, do you think Fortnite should be worried about Blackout?
No. Yes and no. I don't think so. One, Fortnite's a free-to-play game, and, like, it really depends on the influence of streamers and stuff like that. I think the only reason why Fortnite blew up was, obviously, Ninja was, like, one of the first people. I remember watching him, like, when he had, like, probably, like, 3,000 viewers, and he was probably the only person streaming Fortnite, and... Like, that game got a little more popular, and everyone was getting so bored of PUBG. Like, PUBG was not putting out any new content. They're focusing on fixing the game rather than adding new content. So that game died really quick. I'm like, it feels exciting. But obviously, Fortnite kept, like, updating. And streamers would start switching over to it. And now you saw the numbers on Twitch grow from Fortnite. And so did Ninja. And, like, obviously some more viral clips. And people would, like, get more crazy with building, like... But, like, that game blew up. But I don't know, like, Blackout, obviously a lot of people are like, dude, like, nothing but positive feedback with that game. Besides the armor. The armor needs fucking polishing up the ass. Mm. But, I don't know. Honestly, it depends on, like, the influence on the community. Everyone gonna hop on the wave or nah? Like, but, like, it's $60. You gotta think about that, too. It's, like, yeah. Everyone gonna, like, jump on, like, oh, let me buy a Call of Duty just for the Battle Royale for $60. Rather than, like, multiplayer, because no one's really talking about the multiplayer. Like,
well, did anyone really play a lot of Team Deathmatch in that beta? No. Well, it was, like, they were focused on the...
Well, you could only... Like, that beta was only for Blackout.
Well, like, even on PlayStation, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't talking about that. They were talking about Blackout. Now, Joe, you're not a big Battle Royale person at all, but do you think, realistically, Fortnite should be worried?
Well, I watched some gameplay on the Blackout, it honestly got my attention just because it had all the maps. I love all those maps. Especially, like, the original Black Ops ones and even 2.
Nuketown Island.
I was looking at that. I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't mind dropping in and be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I could jump to every map. It looked pretty decent. In all reality, Fortnite should be worried for the fact of how many... how many kids, 15 and younger... are playing Fortnite at the moment.
A shit ton.
That is Call of Duty. So you figure 80% of Fortnite players are Call of Duty fans.
Yeah,
Call of Duty drops, and they see all this stuff, they're going to be like, well, yeah, I'm going to clearly play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, the $60 in all reality for that point does not matter, because in the reality of it, if you're a Call of Duty fan, you're getting it.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to play it, and then Fortnite's going to... If anything, it's going to take a huge hit.
Yeah.
My big thing with it is that Call of Duty at first, initial launch, is going to get a huge grab. Huge grab. Because of what you said about the 15 and under group. And, like, you know, maybe our group that's a little older, you know, like the 18 plus, maybe it won't be as prevalent right away. Because, like, again, Fortnite is free. Fortnite is constantly updating its content. So, the initial launch of Blackout is going to take huge numbers. Huge, huge numbers. But, what will they do to keep those numbers?
Yeah.
Because, like you said with PUBG, PUBG's got a loyal fan base, and, like, that's why it's still relevant, I feel like. Because, honestly, I don't feel like it's added nearly as much as Fortnite has done. Fortnite tries every week, it feels like, to do something different. And they always are changing all their skins, all their stuff like that. And that's a big thing for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
So I think that Fortnite can main... I think, will it lose numbers? Of course. But I think it'll be okay to weather the storm and push on through. But, like, now, the Battlefield demo should be coming out soon, too. And I'm really interested to see what that does, because Battlefield on its own is already a really fun game, but, like, what's their Battle Royale mode going to be like?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Battlefield, though. Like, I play the beta. It's fun, but, like if you have, like, a squad, like, friends. But, like, I have not been able to play a Battlefield game on my own and, like, enjoy it since, like, Battlefield 3 or 4. Like, I love that modern, like, that modern stuff. I felt like Battlefield 3 was hands down probably the best. And multiplayer-wise, probably... Bad Companies could probably beat it a little bit in the story, but I still enjoyed Battlefield 3. Like, at its moment, peaked. Like, that was probably the best-looking game. Like, I was fucking wowed out by its graphics. Like, the multiplayer was insane. But, like a Battle Royale, like, I guess they're like, yeah, fuck it. Like, you might as well hop on
that. Everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, fuck it. So, I'm sure they're like, yeah, let me just focus on that. But... I don't know, like, I just feel like they should just go back to, like, obviously they've done numbers with their modern-day games, and Battlefield 1 was a flop. Battlefield 1, like, did not do well at all.
Did have horses, though.
It did. You gotta love the fucking horses. I can't go wrong.
Joey hates them.
You don't like the horses?
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Hey, would you rather ride the tank or a horse? A tank versus a horse. Nah, dude, horse all day. Horse all day.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm hoping they... do something with the game. I don't know. I feel like I probably won't buy it.
I think it's bad timing. Yeah, there's a lot of games coming out at that time.
They pushed it back.
Did they?
Yeah.
Till when?
November.
Which is when 76 comes out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not entirely the best timing. No. But, like, I think they were releasing it in October with everything else, right? Or was it September?
Yeah, it's supposed to be October. It's supposed to come out, well, I was going to say this month, but in a couple days it's coming out. Because I think on the 5th?
Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed's coming out. The Mario Party game's coming out next week.
There you go.
So there's, like, really, in all reality, regardless of what time frame you're doing it, it's terrible timing. Because even if you push it till next year, you got Kingdom Hearts 3 you got to compete with.
Anthem.
You got, well, Anthem beta, but you're not going to get the game.
Yeah.
But still, you're going to, like, there's so much coming out. There's honestly no good timing.
I mean,
for anything, there's no good timing.
November is better, though. Like, it's them competing against Red Dead and Call of Duty at, like, the same time, there's no way in hell they're going to be doing numbers. Like, in October, October is the worst month. Like, like even if you don't like Call of Duty, Red Dead alone, like...
Well, even that, even also in November, you got Super Smash Brothers coming out.
Yeah, true.
That's going to take over a shit ton. The Switch has been killing it. And the new Pokemon game.
Yeah, I would say Pokemon's in first week of December is Smash Brothers.
That's what I meant, yes.
But yeah, no, I mean, the Red Dead thing... Them pushing their multiplayer back will hinder their release a little bit, but it's still going to be a big release. But yeah, I mean, overall, I think it's good to have all these battle royales because it keeps those companies to push it a little bit and kind of figure out what can we do next. My big thing is, when does Blizzard make one? And they hop on it because they totally could make a fucking great battle royale game if they really wanted to.
They can't, though.
You don't think so?
There's too much class imbalance.
That would be the most unbalanced battle royale game.
That would be honestly the most stupid thing. Not to be rude, but like, it's the classes are not balanced enough to work on their own. That's not how it functions.
Well, I mean, I've seen it where like they've got these other games that are doing it now, and they have classes too.
Yeah, but not nearly as in depth as World of Warcraft.
No, it doesn't have to be World of Warcraft classes. I'm just saying Blizzard in general make one. That's all.
But
I mean, maybe even they said even in Overwatch, it would be very hard to do because everybody would be playing the tank. Everybody would be Roadhog or Soldier 76.
Yeah.
They'd be self-sustained.
Yeah. Well,
and at that point, it's like there's no diversity. There's literally no need for it.
At that point, if you were making a battle royale, you couldn't involve classes where you get to pick, like, tanks or something like that. You have to just drop everyone the same health and stuff and kind of, like, but I don't know how you do that for Overwatch. How do you just pick up, like, health and armor? I can't see that for Overwatch.
And that's the thing. That it takes away from all the characters because, like, Sombra is supposed to be stealthy. Yeah. Well, actually, if that's unfair, then, like, you boost Tracer. If you give Tracer 500 health, that's broke.
Yeah.
And then you bump down, I don't know. See, like, that doesn't work. Diablo, it's like, you got five classes. That doesn't really work.
Yeah, classes.
There's no game that they have currently that works for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe in the future, because they do have a lot of things in the world.
But I will say, Tim told me this, that Blizzard actually worked with Call of Duty for Blackout to design that.
Yeah, they did it with Destiny 2, so might as well jump on everything Activision touches, because they own it. So.
Is it exclusively now for Blizzard, Call of Duty now?
Battle.net? Yeah, it's on there now. Yeah.
Well, it's not exclusive, but it's on the client. Yeah. So, like, if you were to... Yeah, I guess from a PC standpoint, if you want to play, you have to have Battle.net.
Okay, yeah. Damn.
But which isn't bad, because, I mean, the Battle.net client is amazing.
It's not bad. That's what I'm saying. It's not bad at all. It's, like, that's crazy. Like it went to that step.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign, because, I mean, Destiny 2 did pretty decent. Yeah. And Blizzard's like, hey, we're going to hold your hand. And now they're like, we're going to take Call of Duty. So, it's just like... Eventually, Battle.net and Blizzard will probably control anything Activision makes.
Yeah, it's good.
Which they probably should.
Yeah, it's good.
Because Activision kind of hit or miss, a lot of misses.
Yeah.
So it'd be good to... Come here. Come to daddy.
Come to daddy.
Well, since we're on Battle.net and Blizzard, BlizzCon 2018 is coming up. Yep. Fuck, I wish I was going.
Next year.
Projected to be the biggest one. Exceeding last year's 35,000 attendees, so
there's
going to be a lot of people in Anaheim, and I really wish I was one of them.
And with the virtual ticket, you can get, beta or what, a demo or something for WoW Classic?
Oh, yeah, so the WoW Classic, you get the demo for it, so you can go to old school. learn all the bullshit that was original WoW.
Hey, man, but so I don't know why people
want it so bad, but damn, man, it was rough. It was cool, but fuck, it was rough. And also, for Blizzard loves giving off stuff for all their games. And so for the Overwatch, Sombra, you can be the Demon Hunter. Or Demon Hunger, depending on how you want to read it.
It says Hunter on mine.
Well, mine's not changed, so it's Hunger.
Demon Hunger.
So if you're hungry for demons, Sombra's got the skin for you.
It looks cool as hell, though. The skin?
Yeah, the skin looks really nice. The Demon Hunter and Diablo is very fun and very cool to play and looks beautiful, too. So... awesome that it's Sombra, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stealthy, fast paced. And also they were saying they have some big things in the works. Rumor is we're going to either get a Diablo 4 or a Diablo spinoff. People are really adamant about it. We've had a bunch of openings for a mystery game involving Diablo. So we'll see what happens. I know I'm excited to shit because I adore Diablo. Like, I plan on getting tattoos of him, so really fucking love Diablo, and yeah, I'm really excited.
Diablo.
Oh yeah, so I'm ready for it. Flip side, but so the Olympics and gaming are kind of coming together a little bit. They're but touching kind tips. Of not. We're almost there.
They won't get full insertion, but like it's right there.
You won't penetrate, but no. Damn, are you looking at it? Oh, you got the legs over.
Got liquor up the Olympics a little bit more.
But the Olympic the International Olympic Committee
president.
The president believes esports will not be in the Olympics due to promotion of violence and or discrimination.
I don't get
the discrimination part.
No,
because it's very male dominated. They said they don't see a lot of females in there. And I was like, well, you can't talk about ethnic races because I see, like, tons of Asians all the time. But
I mean, you could because you could be like, well, there's no other one.
No, I'd be like, but that's the thing. Like, I was like, and they're prone to violence. And I was like, all right, dude, like, come on, man.
You know the only reason that happened is because of the shooting?
Probably.
Yeah, because, like, in all reality, it's like, what games are going to be at esports? League of Legends? Is that violent? Are you going to be like... hey, I'm Alistar. I'm a big fucking bull. I'm going to charge you and regain health.
Hey, nerds are weird, bro.
Like, come on.
They fucking wild.
Don't get me wrong. I tried to go to a Super Saiyan as a kid, but fuck, I'm not going to charge someone. Yeah. Or, like, shoot my arm out like Blitzcrank. Like, come on.
Hey, you never know.
Hey, like, because in all reality, it's going to be League of Legends and Overwatch and Dota.
Yeah.
Those are going to be the esports games. Probably Call of Duty, maybe.
You can see Call of Duty or CSGO.
But still, like... well, I don't get that. No. I really think it has to do with the shooting that happened, which EA is doing like a fun like a fundraiser thing for it, which is cool, I guess. But like,
well, you gotta do something, shit.
Yeah, you gotta do something. But like, in all reality, like we said before, it just fucks the gaming community for no reason.
Yep,
and the gun community too.
I think even at that event, they didn't have much security, and people said in the past with like the. Whatever the company that kind of runs it, they normally don't have much security when it comes to coming in. Like, you literally don't really get searched. You have your badge, you go in. That's kind of how it is.
And that's what we talked about when we went over the gaming thing, or the shooting, too. And we kind of used the C2E2 as an example, because the first year I went, there was, like, no security. The second year I went, there was full-on metal detectors and dogs and shit. So, you know, it's a lesson that was learned in the process. But, yeah, I mean... the Olympic thing, it's totally going to get there eventually. It is. Whether it's right away or not, I mean, esports have become such a massive entity now. Like, ESPN spent millions and millions of dollars to get the rights to some of these games, or these leagues to stream them and stuff and promote them. So it's like, to me, to believe that, like, it's not going to touch the Olympics is kind of wild. Yeah, because now you're seeing... colleges offer scholarships. You're seeing professional teams sponsor other teams and like stuff like that. So that's just an old way of thinking, to be honest. So we'll see.
No, it'll happen. Just like how CSGO is now on TV.
Yep.
E-League, I always see it on CBS, I believe. And I'm like, dude, like esports is blown up way out of like not way out of proportion, but it's blown up way like so much. Like there's so many gamers now, like. I feel like even, like, more celebrities now openly, like, play it. I don't want to, like, really give Ninja the credit on that, like, because after, like, that, like, whole him playing with Drake, Travis Scott, and all that, but, like, now, like, I guess, like, more celebrities are kind of, like, hopping on that wave, like, yeah. Especially Fortnite nowadays, so.
Well, yeah. Twitch is the easiest way to do that.
Definitely, so.
Well, plus, Ninja is the first gamer to appear on an ESPN cover, that's kind of a big deal, I guess.
I saw people, kind of like old-ass, middle-aged dudes coming on, like, get a life, and then they're like, yeah, but he makes more money in a month than you'll ever make, like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? So. Like, you can't, I understand it's a very old mentality to have, because you're not, you like, you're used to playing fucking Sega Genesis and shit, but, like, you know, these kids are out there making a shitload of money.
For doing something they like.
Yeah, and, yeah. Like, I mean, Joe, you missed the boat by a few years, but, like, damn, you know? I'd be riding the shit out of your coattails right now.
Whew. Dude, I wish.
Me too. But yeah, I just, it will get to the Olympics at some point. It's becoming more popular than a lot of, like, honest to God, is esports more popular than NASCAR?
Probably.
Yeah.
You got more, like, bigger audience.
More, yeah. You have more viewers.
Because I think, yeah, that's a big thing, because NASCAR fell off also, like, massively. So, like, you're seeing, like, a lot of these esports start to really start to catch up to some of the major players in our market, our sports market. So, it's really great for the game community. Like you said about the shooting, that was really shitty for the gaming community, but there's always, like, you rise up, they rise up from it. So, I'm sure they'll get in the Olympics at some point.
And, yeah, I mean, eventually it will happen. It's going to have to. Just like, eventually crossplay is going to have to happen, right? It's got to happen. Everybody's got the same fucking games. Why can't we play with each other? Well,
it did.
It's actually happening, for once. Like, I mean, I shouldn't say that, because Microsoft and Nintendo have been working very well together. PC being like, too. You know, we're going to cross over. And of course, well, Windows 10 and Microsoft are the same shit. So it's like, there's literally no reason for them not to cross play.
Yeah.
But now Sony, who according to them were like, hey, PlayStation is the best place to play. We don't want people playing anything else. Well, actually, we'll allow Fortnite players to play with each other after we already said, no, fuck you. You need another Epic account. Yeah. So they finally were the like, you know, we're going to allow it.
Yep. And it's good. I mean, I remember woke up and I saw a text from our buddy Carlos, and I was like, oh, that's probably fake. And I went on the Fortnite's Twitter, and I was like, no shit, holy shit, it's real. Like, the Sony finally did it. And, like, I saw people, like, my brother, you know, he's like, I don't think Fortnite should have been in the game. It should do it for Call of Duty, blah, 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 blah. But, like, my thing is, like, this is the perfect game to start with, because it's free to play. You're getting a shit ton of people to test it out with to see how it works. And eventually, yeah, I think a lot of games will be like that. It just, because Sony, no matter what, still has great exclusives. So they're still going to make their money that way, regardless, because Carlos on a PlayStation wants to play with you on an Xbox. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. Or little Jimmy with his Switch decides he wants to get in on it too. You know?
Why is it going to be little Jimmy? Why can't I play on my Switch?
Oh, yeah. I'll play on Xbox. Jimmy. You'll play on Switch. You can play Fortnite on your Switch with us now, man.
Oh, God.
It's free. I don't want to get up on it. Shit. You don't even need the internet to do it.
Good, because cool. I don't want it.
Oh, well, some people need it. Well. But, yeah, huge. It's like a huge moment. I don't feel like, I feel like it wasn't talked enough, but I was like, that's massive. Like, that's crossplay. That's what everyone's been asking for. And now,
this breaks the ice.
Here it is. Like, whether or not you feel you don't like Fortnite, that doesn't matter to me, because you're still getting crossplay.
Yeah, it's a foot in the door. Like, we just want, like, the baby steps. Like, at least, like, have them stop being stubborn. Just kind of, like, you know, open up to one thing. Like, keep them with an open mind. Let's, like, I don't know if they did it. Ever crossplay Rocket League? I felt like I heard that. No,
Rocket League was only Xbox to PC, PlayStation to PC.
Okay, okay.
But never with each other.
And that was always supposed to be the game to do it.
That's why I heard. Yeah,
I think it fell off a little bit. The game did, so that's why they were kind of like, man, like, what's it gonna matter if we do it? But Fortnite's huge. Yeah. Like, my lord, so many 12-year-olds playing together on every system.
I guess. And also, Sony announces, like, typical following in Nintendo's footsteps, and, or really anybody, but, you know, the SNES came out, sold very well, And just like before, when the original PlayStation came out, after the SNES came out, they're like, hey, we're going to make a console too. Well, once again, it's just history repeating itself. Now you get a little mini PlayStation 1.
Now, will we get the 64 at the same time? Because the year in 94, when the PlayStation came out, the Nintendo 64 came out at the same time, and they rivaled each other that winter. Will Nintendo do it?
Probably. Nintendo will dominate. Nintendo will destroy that piece of shit system.
You didn't all mean that. You love PlayStation 1.
I mean, I bought it, but I'm not going to lie. N64 will destroy that PS1.
I probably bought it, the N64.
I'm saying, if you had an N64 and the PS1 at the same price, you're grabbing that N64.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit who you are. You're going to look at the game and be like, bro.
Super Mario 64. Conker's Bad
Fur Day. Super Mario 64.
Mario Kart.
Everything.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I'm grabbing this. This is my fucking childhood. And you're going to look at PS1 and be like, well, it might have Twisted Metal. Maybe.
Oh, they'll tell you the games when it gets to that point. But, like, I mean...
But even then, like, there's not great ones. Wait till PS2 comes out.
Yeah, PS2 is when it got hella
lit. That's when it's going to be pretty lit. But, like,
a lot of games for that.
Like I said, if we're comparing the N64 to the PS1, N64 is going to win all day.
That's true. I do like that it's releasing on December 3rd, which is the day that it originally launched. That's really cool. I bought it. I pre-ordered it. I'm excited for it. They only announced 5 games. I think Tekken 3 was one of them. I honestly don't remember the other games. Oh, Final Fantasy was one of them, too. 7.
Yep.
So, Final Fantasy's getting everybody's business, though.
That's the thing. Like, Final Fantasy is going... Like, literally every Final Fantasy is coming out for everywhere.
Out of nowhere. Sony's like, we don't have the rights to that no more.
they gave that up a while ago, which they probably should have, because Square Enix was losing out on so much money.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck it, we're going to Xbox. So now Xbox players buy more Final Fantasy games than Sony.
Yep.
And now it's on the Switch, too.
Yep.
So, and they're releasing all of the Final Fantasy.
A bunch of them.
Majority. All the good ones.
Yeah, all the good ones. Yeah.
Honestly, the only Final Fantasy you've got to worry about is 7, X, and X2. Maybe 12, but mainly X, honestly. Final Fantasy X. That's the shit. That next to 7, you get X and X2. Very hard to debate those. Like, otherwise, but, like, you get
which
those.
Which one was getting remade?
7.
7? Okay.
7's being remastered.
That one looked really good.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15 was pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. 15 was okay.
Yeah, a lot of people, they didn't really get a lot of credit, but, like, they completely redid their game.
Oh, yeah, even afterwards. The world,
like, completely, like, just changed up the combat. Like, you're more free to do everything. That was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked with it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Now, Xbox, you know, we talked about before, they were making those special controllers for different people with different disabilities. Those are now available.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Xbox One X will not connect with Alexa.
It now connects with Alexa and Cortana. I'm sorry.
You said not.
I know, I meant now.
I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure I just read something on my Xbox. It's like, hey, if you've got Cortana or an Alexa device, we can communicate.
Yeah, and
why I was really confused. I'm like, why is there a not in here?
Yeah, and I think it's actually Cortana's voice, which is really cool.
Hmm.
Makes sense. I mean, makes
fuck
sense.
Fuck me raw, chief. That's what she says.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yikes.
You haven't played Halo 5. It's all right.
No, but Halo's coming to Forza.
You get the Warthog!
Yeah, it's coming to Forza Horizon 4-piece. So if you want that 4-piece Chicken McNugget deal...
I keep looking at mine, and I'm like, I don't know why your notes look like that, dude.
So, breaking the fourth wall here, I got some notes here, and fucking A, are there typos? So many typos.
I don't know who.
That's why this shit is very.
I don't know who does our notes.
I don't know. Guy.
We need to get that shit fixed.
You know what else needs to get fixed? Spider-Man came out. Pretty cool game. But there's an Easter egg.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that yet?
Was it the marriage Easter egg?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so heartbreaking.
God damn. That's rough.
But, like, in order to, like, convince the developers to do that, that's awesome.
That's dope.
And just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to my girlfriend. This is how I'm going to propose. Nah.
She said no.
Nah.
She said, we got a lot of problems, and I don't even like video games. And I was like, damn.
But bright side, Spider-Man became the fastest-selling exclusive.
3.3 million copies in its first 3 days of release.
So it's 1.1 million a day.
That game's awesome. I bought it. It's like everything I've ever wanted from a Spider-Man game. Like, the way you move, like, webbing through the city, it just feels so effortless and fluid, and it doesn't feel like, I don't know, like shitty, you know what I mean?
Like, do you feel like Spider-Man?
Yeah, you honestly got to. It's like the Arkham games, because in Arkham, you felt like Batman the way you were combating, and this is how Spider-Man feels. And, like, I also love that there's so many cool, like, Marvel things in there. Like, Doctor Strange's place is there. Oh, there's Hell's Kitchen, where Matt Murdock's thing is at, his law firm. You could see the 9/11 Memorial, the Statue of Liberty. Like, so many things in that game. And, like, I don't know if you saw the guy that, like, was playing the game, and he saw a building randomly in the game, and he looked, he goes, holy shit, and then took a picture. That's the building outside his house. Like, he was on his own building, and Spider-Man didn't even realize it, and there's the building right next to him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job with this game, and honestly, it's probably going to be right up there for Game of the Year, because people talk about Red Dead 2, and, like, I am excited for Red Dead 2, but, like, from this fucking game, the way they nailed it, and it made everybody like, well, damn, like, now we need more superhero games. Like, where is it at? Because that Spider-Man game kicks ass.
But now that we finally got the technology to do it, yeah, we could probably get a, I don't know.
What would you want?
Because I played a couple Iron Man games and Superman games, and my God, you want to talk about ass? They were
how long ago was that?
I thought you were saying
in the fucking 90s.
Good, I don't know about that.
Awful.
Hey, what? Man, I think I played the Iron Man game on PSP, man. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, your expectations must have been in the fucking garage.
It was ass.
I don't know. Honestly, I really don't want any of them.
Oh, you're going to get one.
Besides Spider-Man and Batman, like, those are fun, like, punch-em guys.
But Iron Man would be cool. I think Superman, if the Rock Study who made Arkham can do it, they'll be awesome. I think a Flash game would be super interesting. I don't know. It's Spider-Man and Batman were the perfect ones.
Yeah.
Because Batman gave you the hand-to-hand combat, but also the detective modes that you're able to do, so you kind of felt like Batman. And Spider-Man gives you that ability to web around and, like...
Well, they both have gadgets, that's the thing. They both have those technologies they use. Nobody else does in all reality.
Superheroes, you might feel a little too OP. Like, how do you, like...
But I think if you're Iron Man, you're okay because you have a suit.
Yeah, Iron Man...
Yeah, but then who are you fighting? You're honestly just fighting robots. You can't fight humans. Like, Spider-Man and Batman can fight people.
Yeah.
You can't have Iron Man be well, you're going to die. You can't do that.
You're going to die.
And what is it going to be, like, an Age of Ultron thing? Like, that's no fun. That's just robots.
That's the sound effect, too. Whoop, you're going to die.
What this does give me hope is that unannounced, or it is announced, but the untitled Avengers game they're working on, I think Square Enix is doing it. Like, that...
Dude, Ultimate Alliance 3, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Bring it out.
Oh, my God.
Bring it out. Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 are fucking classics.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1. 2 is a...
2 is okay. You don't have as many characters, though. Yeah. But the storyline's really cool.
That's okay.
Civil War, man.
Going over to the Switch, because there's a lot going on. We already went over a little bit about the Pokemon. Well, Switch is getting an exclusive... Well, obviously it's exclusive, but... It's a Pikachu and Eevee edition. It's okay. There's a Super Smash Bros. One. That's the one.
I prefer the Pokemon one.
The Super Smash Bros. One is pretty fucking lit.
Damn.
The Pokemon one's kind of whatever, but... Like I said, it's Pikachu and Eevee, but the Smash Bros. Has all the characters on it.
But only on the docking station.
Yeah, so?
But on the actual Switch, with that one, it has Pikachu and Eevee all over it.
Yeah, you're never going to see that. Why, at least with the dock, not? If you have the dock there, you're going to see
if
the
I'm
dock
I'm holding
all the
it,
time.
I can still see it.
You're not going to look at the back of it.
I might.
You're not. You'll never see it.
I don't know why you want to control my life like that and pretend like I might not do that.
I'm just being realistic that you won't buy them ever. I will never see a Switch at your house.
No, you probably won't.
But.
Realistic.
Deoxys is coming to the EX raids in Pokemon Go. This is still kind of Switch related, I guess, because Pokemon Go and Let's Go... Eevee and Pikachu are going to be connecting.
Meltang!
So, it's not Meltang. It's Meltan, but it's cool. it's a new, like, the new mythic Pokemon that came out. He kind of came around during the Chikorita Community Day. He's still around. So he's pretty much a Ditto with a nut on his head. He's the Hex Nut Pokemon. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of whatever, but it's kind of cool, I guess. He's super tiny.
Oh, he's extremely small.
I think he's like smaller than a hand or something, but yeah. You know, so you got that coming out. Finally, you get an Animal Crossing. I've been wanting Animal Crossing for a while, and now they're giving it to you.
I love the video because it teased it, and they're like, and then it's like, oh, next to this, and it was a Smash Bros. Character. Isabella. Yeah, Smash. Everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, they're so pissed. And then, like, right after that, they're like, oh, yeah, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Tom Nook came back, but like, well, everybody's tired, so if you want to come and relax, boom, and it showed the title, like, thank you. Like, Nintendo's just going to take all my money, and I hate it.
They probably are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have, like, what, 4-5 games already bought for them?
Yeah, you've been playing.
You got the Yoshi game. I started Breath of the Wild. They got Yoshi that finally has a title, which I forget, but it has a title now. You got fucking Metroid Prime 4. That's going to be a lit.
Yeah, it'd be lit.
And then you got the Mario Party, which I'm waiting on. I'm not buying that one, because if it's anything, like, pretty much anything past 5, it's going to be shit. Any Mario game past 5 is awful.
This is pretty fun. It has some fun stuff to it, but...
I mean, it's okay, but, like, compared to, like, the old school Mario Party games, that shit was, like, you had to, like, really play those.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got all your Final Fantasies coming to it. Then you got your online service, which, originally, they're like, oh, once it's done, all your cloud saves are deleted.
I was like, that's shitty.
I'm like, well, nobody's gonna want it, because if you have 1 month, like, shit, I can't afford it. Well, fuck all my save data.
That's fucking...
But now they're like, alright, we give you 6 months. I'm like, in all reality, is it costing you any money to keep a save storage in a cloud? Like, no, it's not, but that's whatever. Ridiculous. That's what they what they're choosing to do.
Damn.
So, you know, that's whatever. Also, what someone chose to do was, a teacher got arrested after sending a daughter into a toy machine to steal a Switch.
Yeah, fuck paying $300, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Gimme.
Get that shit.
$3.99, dog. $3.99. Gimme.
Did the daughter get arrested, though? She's a accomplice.
I mean, I'm just assuming she's a child.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's listening to mommy.
So get in there. Come on, get that shit. All right,
you got that.
Billy wants a new Switch.
You want that Switch? Get in that toy machine.
You want a Switch, honey? You go get it yourself.
Yeah. You're going to go get it. You're going to get the Switch. Oh, poor kid. She doesn't even know any better.
No, she didn't.
And speaking of not knowing better, just, you know, thinking things are going perfectly fine. Tall Tale Games out of nowhere is just like, we're done. We're gone.
Yeah.
So, it's confirmed, unconfirmed that we will get the games finished, like The Walking Dead, etc. So we don't know if they will be finished or if they will not. So that's still up for debate. But there is a class action lawsuit against Tall Tale Games because apparently, from the thing I read, the CEO walked in, and was like, okay, you guys have 30 minutes to clean out your desks. Let's go.
Damn.
Like, in the middle of the workday.
Like, bro, what? I would throw a fit.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I got vacation days to use.
And so, by law, if a company is closing, you need a 60-day notice.
Yep.
And you need your compensation, you get your benefits and everything. And they're just like, yeah, you have a half hour to get all your shit and go home. So, an easy win for the employees.
Oh, yeah.
And they should win.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, that's such a shitty way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before we move on from the Switch, let me just announce some of the games, because they announced a shit ton at that event. Sorry. FIFA came out this week for the Switch. Super Mario Party, which you talked about, comes out October 5th. Dark Souls Remaster comes out in October as well. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee comes out. Civilization 6, that's awesome. Super Smash Bros. Comes out December 7th. I don't know. Let me see here.
I think you're just skipping a bunch of
them. I'm skipping the ones that don't sound interesting to me.
Yeah, fucking Firewatch.
You passed Firewatch?
Yeah, sorry. Firewatch.
Yeah, I was so hyped for that game and then so disappointed.
Yeah. Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe from the Wii U is coming to the Switch.
You also get the Luigi one?
Yep. Luigi's Mansion, right? They announced that for the Switch?
Luigi's Mansion 3.
3.
It's not the original.
Jackbox, which we love to play. Their fifth party pack is coming to the Switch.
Oh, nice.
Yep, fun fact. Yoshi's Crafted World.
That's what it is.
Though. Fire Emblem for the Nintendo Switch is announced.
I think there's already a Fire Emblem out, but I think it's a different one.
Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing, which you talked about. I feel like they announced something else too. That was actually Bayonetta 3. That's cool. Jeez, I don't know.
I mean, you're honestly skipping a lot of good games.
Yeah, but like I just wanted to
There's a lot coming out.
Metroid Prime. Yeah, a lot. They announced a Zoids game, bro.
Yeah, out of all of them, that's the only one you wrote down.
I think it's because I was actually scrolling and like that popped up. I was like, oh shit, I have to remember that. I have to write down other games that are coming out. Spoiler. I didn't, so.
So, the top 10 selling games, since we're talking about games.
This is my favorite part of every podcast.
So, this is for August. So, we got Madden 19, Monster Hunter World, once again, Rainbow Six Siege.
Blows my mind. How to get to 3? How to get to 3? Madden and Monster World make sense to me because Madden, every August, it's the top selling game.
Yeah, but Monster Hunter World is a little surprising.
Only, but the PC one came out that month.
Ah, that's okay, why. That makes sense.
That's why. Yeah, that was the only
Rainbow
reason.
Six Siege is a a surprise pick.
Nah, that's not. Out right now, that game's been blowing up way. Like, our competitive scene's been blowing up. The game, after year two, yeah, that game's literally been blowing up. They throw sales for the game every fucking month.
They have been doing really good with updates, and now you have, like, four more characters, too.
So, that game's been blowing up, and if you look on the Steam charts, I'm pretty sure it's in top 10 now.
That's gotta be.
Yeah, so, that's just insane.
And also, like, every month for apparently the past about 60 months since its fucking release, GTA 5, happy birthday, by the way, turned 5.
Golden birthday.
Yeah, it's up there again.
Yeah, it's August made its 59th month, so it'll do it again in September, it'll be 60. But it has been in the top 10 every time, that's a record. Because I know every time you always ask me what's the statistic on that, I can never find it, and I finally found it, that this was its 59th consecutive month in the top 10.
At this point, who doesn't have GTA 5? If you're the best-selling game for 60 months, 5 years, everybody's got to have it at
this
point.
What I'm saying. Like, how do you continuously get in the top 10 of sales every single month? But what I will say is that a lot of people said that that the gaming revenue this year is massive compared to years past. Like, it's on a huge up-and-up, which is great.
Mario Kart 8 is coming in next, which is kind of a surprise because that game has been out since the Switch's release.
Hey,
but great game, I love it. Naruto, whatever the other stuff is.
Naruto
called.
To Boruto, Shinobi Striker.
Yeah, a Naruto game. They're not great.
Trash.
I don't like them.
It's a trash.
I play the Naruto fighting games, and that one's fucking trash.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love the series.
Yeah, I love it too.
But, like the game wise, the games are shit. I do not like them.
The normal fighting games are alright, but that one was just fucking. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? It could have been cool, but man. Trash.
Trash.
God of War. That's the
boy!
Boy, come here, boy. Go fight him, boy.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, because it was remastered, so everyone had to buy it again.
Still another surprise, I guess, but not really. I mean, more or less, but Zelda Breath of the Wild, and then right after that, Super Mario Odyssey.
Because the Switch keeps selling. My thing is that, like, yeah, the Switch had a great beginning, but like, it didn't get into everybody's household. So now, like, more people are buying them, and they're going to continuously either buy the packs that give you those games, or they're going to be like, damn, I definitely need these two games right away. Like, this is the games everybody talks about. Yeah, I don't blame them. Those games are awesome. So, Nintendo just stays in this top 10 every time.
And they're only going up with what they have coming out.
Oh, yeah. So. Pokemon's going to sell a shit ton. Regardless of the
Super
fact...
Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, that too, right after that, And then Animal Crossing next year. And hopefully Metroid Prime. And you know you're getting an actual Pokemon game next year.
Honestly, even Luigi's Mansion.
I think we talked about when it hit 1 year anniversary... What could the Switch do to maintain that momentum? And it's done everything it needed to. It's giving you classic titles that you wanted, right? It's still going to rely on their franchises because that's what it does. I mean, that's what Nintendo does. It's why it sells. But they're giving you a fresh perspective, and they're not really forcing you to use a lot of motion control, which is great. You can still play with your Pro controller and everything. So Nintendo is just like, there's no stopping it.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Keep going.
Keep it.
Run it. And a fun fact here, Madden has been the best-selling game in August every year since 2000, except for 2011 and 2012. So
it came out late. So it came out late those 2 years. It came out late August, so it couldn't be on that report. It had to be on the September report.
Yeah. So technically, for the past 18 years,
yeah,
pretty much.
It makes sense. I mean, that game blew up, and it's always that way. Everyone, every time. Like, I can guarantee you September's is going to have a 2K up there probably towards the top. Easily. Because this is what everybody does every year.
Yeah, they always get the new sports game, so. Instagram co-founders are stepping down from the company. I'm not too sure what's going on with that.
I
don't do Instagram.
It wasn't really specific. I just saw it as a fact that, like, yeah, they're like, hey, yeah, we founded Instagram, and we're kind of done now. I was like, oh.
I'm sure there's some allegation that they're going to try to avoid.
Maybe.
Just like with Facebook now, like 90 million accounts got hacked or something.
Yes.
So
dude.
It's like, whatever. I already assumed my account was hacked.
Me too. I was like, oh, must be me. Must be why I'm getting all that spam bullshit now.
No,
thanks.
Yeah. My emails have been blown up.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Do you want to lose weight? I'm like, motherfucker, I'm 90 pounds.
You want to get your dick bigger, dog?
I'm like, whoa. Get your dick wet?
Like, I'm 26 years old and I don't need Viagra.
I love getting the auto insurance one where every letter's spaced out in bold.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm like, thanks, fucking Zuckerberg.
You fucking prick.
Jackass. Fucking robot asshole.
Zuckerberg's watching you, dude.
Now, do you want a PC without having a PC but cheat on Xbox? Well, yeah, just use a mouse and keyboard.
Then fucking buy a PC.
Well, here's the thing with that. I've read that it's up to the developers.
Yes.
And to be honest, they probably wouldn't do it for most games. I don't see what game. All right, Fortnite's probably one of the games to say maybe yes, because PS4 right now, you can do it. You can already plug in a keyboard and mouse and just play. Like, you can and put all your inputs in and everything, but, like, Call of Duty, for example, probably not. You want to fucking play with a mouse and keyboard, they're probably going to send your ass to Battle.net, like, dead ass. Like, it's they're exclusive on that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of games, I just don't see them doing that. Like, DayZ, for example, probably yes. Like, that's probably, like, yeah, they're obviously implemented from PC. It will make it easier for, like, people who play it on PC to come to console. Yeah, you want to keep your same feel without having to adapt to a controller. Yeah, like Warframe, one of those like PC based.
Yeah, I knew Warframe was like the first one.
Yeah.
To like, yeah, you can do it. Like,
yeah.
Get it. And I was like, oh, okay.
But like more like those mainstream titles like Call of Duty, like Halo, even probably hell
no.
No,
you
hell
won't get
no.
It on like Overwatch. You won't get it on any of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so
there's like, no way.
They, like if you want to use a keyboard, you're gonna be playing with keyboard based players because. They're looking balance wise, like obviously you're gonna be more accurate with a fucking mouse and keyboard than a controller.
Yeah, I don't see your ass doing that.
Yeah, fuck
play
that.
Fair.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I'll
yeah.
Play my PC.
Play fair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then we're gonna do some quick ones here and knock them out. Yu-Gi-Oh has been announced for the Jump Force game.
I can't wait.
Why not? Three new iPhones have been revealed. So if you feel like wasting more money that you know Samsung's had or Android has had for the past 10 years. Buy the new iPhone. You can finally get it. We already went over GTA is 5 years old. WWE 2K19 soundtrack revealed, and it's pretty decent.
It was really like a lot of hard rock, so I thought of you.
Oh, thanks. So, it's pretty cool. Hey, bang, rock out, you know? back to Fortnite, like we forgot, causes over 200 couples to get divorced. So, that's kind of weird. Like
Fortnite or get out, bitch.
Like, maybe do something with your wife occasionally.
You
Babe, I can't. We're trying to grind these challenges.
And it's weird coincidence that it's also their biggest month. So I'm thinking people are like, whoa, I can get divorced from playing Fortnite? So I think a lot of more people are playing Fortnite because they're trying to get divorced. I think that's a spoiler alert.
Wow.
So that number might go up.
Yeah, 78.3 million players in August. But yeah, it's a dead game, though, guys. It's a dead game.
Well, no, it's not a dead game.
Well,
it's going to be
a lot of people say it's a dead game currently. That's
dude,
what
yeah,
I was like,
people,
oh, not
people,
currently.
Yeah, I've heard people say
it. I hear that all the time, that people say it's a dead game.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's ridiculous.
It's
like
you're, what are you watching, bro?
I would honestly, I would aim that more towards PUBG.
Right.
You don't hear shit about PUBG.
Yeah. PUBG still has a million players, but, like, compared to Fortnite, obviously 79 versus a million players.
Yeah.
Literally just a million players for PUBG. So, I mean, dying game, but...
Fucking nerds!
Well, I remember when they both came out, like, well, Fortnite's for kids. No one's going to play. PUBG's the way to go.
Yeah.
Fortnite is, like, pretty entertaining. Like, yeah. I can watch someone play Fortnite a little bit. Would I play? No, I fucking hate it, but, like...
I can't watch someone
play. I'd much rather someone play Fortnite than play PUBG.
PUBG is way too slow-paced. Like, it takes way too, like, I guess that was their big issues. Like, it wasn't, like, fast-paced enough. Like, kind of how Call of Duty, that's why that's good. But, like, it takes, like, 40 minutes for a fucking match in PUBG. I'm not about to spend 40 minutes looting for it. Like, a dude at the end to be hiding in the fucking grass, like, laying down and killing me.
You see, the way I look at that is, like, if I'm going to spend 40 minutes doing nothing just to lose, I'm going to play League of Legends.
Deadass.
For 40 minutes of doing absolutely nothing just for my team to surrender.
Deadass.
And now February 1st is the rumored demo for Anthem. So like I said, we'll probably get that in 2020. So that'd be pretty cool.
You think the game's gonna get pushed back?
No, that's
not
gonna come out.
It's gonna come out 2018, my man.
No, but hopefully early-ish, mid next year would be nice.
2020. Oh, Dan, you got Kingdom Hearts mentality, my guy. You're all right.
I've been hurt too many times.
Who hurt you?
Everybody. Well, Square Enix.
I gotcha.
And now to wrap it up here, will you be more inclined to play Red Dead 2 or Fallout 76? Pretty simple. You're Red Dead. I'm Fallout 76.
Why?
You like Red Dead. I like Fallout 76.
It's not necessarily
Michael tiebreaker.
I don't necessarily say that.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like Fallout 4, it was good. I'll give it that. But I don't think it's not like Fallout 3. I don't know. I feel like Red Dead obviously is going to be more content to it because it's a multiplayer. I know you have Fallout 76 is also co-op, but like think about it. How much more fun you will have in an open world Red Dead? Like think about like Red Dead Redemption. How much fun you probably had on that game, fucking around. It's like it's a Rockstar game. You obviously can just go in there, fuck around. If they have bears, they have boxing. That's all you need. That's hours.
Horses,
bears, and boxing.
Beats.
I'll tell you what. You know, you said how can you not have fun? I did not have fun.
He hated horses.
I hated
dude.
The first Red Dead Redemption.
What about zebra donkeys?
The fuck's a zebra donkey?
You never unlocked a zonkey?
Dude, I played that game for like 4 hours, put it away, couple months, tried it again. 4 or 5 hours.
I bet you like that zombie mode, though.
Oh, I beat the shit out of that zombie mode. Okay. I went out of my way to buy that DLC and 100% that shit. I'm like, that's cool.
Other than that, that
game was asshole.
I like how you just assumed that. I mean, my big thing with the Red Dead is like, right away, now, because online's not going to be a part of it right away, I don't feel inclined to buy it on day one. I can wait. Now, Fallout, I gotta see some shit. The beta should be coming out pretty shortly, right? That's what they said?
Yeah. Should be. I have the beta, so I should sign up for it.
Okay. Definitely want to see how that goes, because that's the key. Because Red Dead right now, if you're not giving me the online till like, what? I think they said late November, I think it's supposed to come out. It's also 105 gigs of download on the Xbox One X and on the PlayStation Pro, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a lot of storage, but I'm assuming Fallout's gonna have to be a lot of storage, too. But if I like what I see from Fallout, I'll be more inclined to get Fallout. Realistically, I just have both, but I mean, I think that Fallout, that's tough because it's like, which game's going to have more longevity more towards it? Like, I mean, like Michael said, I mean, Red Dead is a Rockstar game. Like, you know, GTA 5, here we are,
still
5 years, still in the top 10. Can Red Dead do that? Depends how the online goes. Because
really
that's what's
does.
Keeping GTA alive, obviously.
Well, it's all GTA is so easy to update to where you can put in, like, flying cars and all these heists and stuff. Like, Red Dead Redemption said in the West, like, how much can you honestly add to it?
Bigger bears.
I hope that eventually it gets a Battle Royale mode because it deserves one. Because
see,
it's
now,
a
that
perfect
would be perfect.
Fucking game for it.
There's some rumors about a Battle Royale for it. I'm like, hey, honestly, it could work out.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I will admit, the Red Dead multiplayer, I played the shit out of that. The single player, I couldn't play.
Okay.
Now the multiplayer I could play because it was just like a closed map. It was just like, I had like my Remington rifle. It was a boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That shit was cool. That was my bread and butter there. Because there was, like, no auto-aim. It was just, like, right up to the head.
I'm kind of glad they kind of pushed back the multiplayer because, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if it was day one, I probably wouldn't have spent too much time. I would have been really slow on the single player. So now I'm inclined.
And GTA did the same thing when it came out. GTA pushed back its multiplayer.
Because, I mean, you got to get used to the game. They got to figure out their shit because you know it's going to be buggy as hell.
Oh, my God.
GTA was rough.
We don't want to talk about that launch. That Jesus, fuck. No one could even play.
It was bad.
If you didn't get past the tutorial, you're fucked. Like, I remember I was right when they released it. I got past that tutorial race where that's all you needed to get through to start actually playing online, but no one could get through that tutorial race. Yep. You were stuck, and, like, you couldn't find players. It was such a
I remember being over at Daniel's watching him, and, like, it went up to the sky, and it never came down.
I remember that now, yeah.
Like, this is stupid. We started it, and it took 20 minutes to connect to that server.
Yeah, bad.
And I'm like, what is the point of buying this game?
The Master Chief Collection.
Ugh, not even... They just now fix that bullshit.
I'm hoping they add Reach. I am praying. If they add Halo Reach, I will...
Halo Bad Infinite?
Is that the new one? Yeah, it's the new one.
That's supposed to be the sequel of Halo 5.
Is it?
Yeah, it's there. It confirmed. It's a sequel of Halo 5.
Yeah, but they're not calling it Halo 6.
Yeah.
Because Halo never dies. It's forever. It's infinite.
No, I mean, it will die. There's only so many rings.
Yeah, well... It's infinite.
I mean, Master Chief dies. He's gotta die.
We're not talking about that. We're gonna get to that bridge when we cross it.
Spartans never die.
Remember you said Cade wasn't gonna do it?
Oh, man.
Okay, let's not talk about my man.
Broke my heart. I was like, Bungie, no, it was a bluff. I didn't need you to do it.
I really thought it was a bluff.
I heard they really fucked around with that game a lot, though. Some people are like, what the fuck? They changed the balancing and all that really hard or something, I guess.
They changed the game a lot. I remember, I'm pretty sure I got, a stupid, space update. Like, they really, affected and changed it up with Forsaken. They really changed the game. Haven't touched it yet.
It's like Taken King. Like, Taken King, I put in, probably close to, 1,000 fucking hours on the Taken King.
Jesus.
I've heard good things about Forsaken. I just was like, well, I don't really want to jump into that right now.
Yeah, I'm like, do I really want to go grinding again?
Yeah, I got to really boost up my paladin here, so I'm kind of busy.
You know, I got too much shit to grind on right now, so. But that wraps up our podcast.
Yeah, man.
So.
Yeah, man. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow and on Twitter @BigJandBBShow. Make sure you listen to our podcast on Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, and on Google Play Music Store. Follow Undead Red Bull. Check them out on Twitch, twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Be coming at you with a sports podcast here pretty soon. Been doing our picks. Got to keep up on that one. Spoiler alert, I'm not doing very good. I'm in dead last, and Joe is in first. So, pretty rough. Michael, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Of course, anytime. A pleasure to be here. I'm always welcome. Come back, let me know.
We had to get you on before you get a big stream in, so it's like we got you first.
Oh, yeah. You know, just to let you guys know, when you hear an EE at the top of the list above Ninja, don't worry, this podcast going the fuck up with me. So don't worry.
So I started on the Big Jane Baby Show.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't be here. Without the Big Day, Big J, BB Show. I'm going to be saying that all day.
Oh, I have a quote. I have a quote of the week.
Did you say what they could...
Yeah, I did that already.
Did you? Okay, I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, quote of the week.
All right.
Them bitches be crazy, Carlos Amaya.
Oh, God. On baby, too. On baby's baby. And baby's grandbaby.
You stay breezy, Chicago.
Stay breezy.